A bigger clap of hands. Father, thank you for exciting, explosive testimonies. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Variety, that is the beauty of life. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the praise. If everybody was exactly the same height, the world would have been very boring. Or the same color, or the same size. It's good for some to be, lo, I am with you. And for some to be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the Bible in Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled towards Jerusalem upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. The blessing of prayer. This is part 3. It is very, very clear throughout scripture that the place of prayer is the place of the blessing. We saw in the first service how Jacob wrestled with God and landed in the place of the blessing at the place of prayer. Then we saw Jabez in the second service. How Jabez prayed his way from being miserable to becoming honorable at the frequency of prayer. In this service, we are looking at Daniel, one of the most prolific prayer warriors in scripture. If you are talking of prayer in scripture, you talk of Daniel, you talk of Elijah, you talk of Jeremiah, you talk of the prophet Samuel. What blessing did prayer give to Daniel? Number one, the place of prayer is the place of favor and acceptance. Favor and acceptance. God gives favor and acceptance both before man and before God for the one who knows to pray. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 9, the Bible speaking said that God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. It is not possible to walk in disfavor when you walk with God. Because the fragrance of his presence is the fragrance of favor. The fragrance of his presence is the fragrance of favor. My children tell me that anytime I come to the house, they know I have come. Even if they are not there anywhere I pass, they know because they will perceive some aromatic fragrance that just passed. And they know Almighty God has his fragrance. When you hang around him, that fragrance comes on you. And when people look at it, it is called favor. That was what was upon Joseph in Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 and Genesis chapter 39 verse 21. So, the place of prayer is the place of favor and acceptance. Number two, the place of prayer is the place of greatness and relevance. Greatness and relevance. In Daniel chapter 20 verse 48, the king made Daniel a great man. He made Daniel a great man. He made Daniel a great man. Daniel, the prayer warrior, who was able to interpret the vision of the nightmare of the king at the place of prayer, he got greatness by the frequency of prayer. Number three, the place of prayer is the place of access to abundant resources and supplies. Access. Abundant resources, supplies. In Daniel chapter 2, the same verse 48, he made him a great man and gave him many great gifts and turned him into a ruler over the whole province of Babylon. That is, he made him a resource controller, both human and finance resource controller. He made him because he was a man of prayer. Whatever is yours today, no devil can keep from you. Can you say a loud amen? Number four, the place of prayer is the place of access to divine life. The life of God flows in the presence of God. If a man knows how to pray, you don't waste his life before time. The place of prayer is the place of access to life. And that the life of God. And so this morning, somebody is connecting favor like never before. Every trace of disfavor or rejection that has been in your life before today disappears right now. In the name of Jesus. Every trace of irrelevant, inconsequential existence that had hung on your life before today, I declare they are deleted by the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, every trace of scarcity and shortage around your life is over forever. And I declare the release of the blessing of life. Psalm 133, verse 1 to the end, tells us about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. At the end, in verse 3, he said, it is like the dew of Hermon, where God commanded the blessing for forevermore, even life. That life is coming upon somebody. I say, it is coming upon somebody. Can you say a louder amen? Now, after you have prayed, is that all that is needed to see the blessing of God? Answer is no. Even though the blessing is facilitated by prayer, prayer is not the only thing that makes for the blessing. The blessing of God is a system. Like the vehicle is a system. The hydraulic system is needed. The metallurgical system is needed. That is the brake system. The body and the chassis is needed. The electrical system, the kickstarter, the ignitors, and the contact, they are all needed. The mechanical, the engine system is needed. You don't have one of it, and then it was enough for the vehicle to work in the same manner. The human body, you need the heart, the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system. You need the genital urinary system. You need the gastrointestinal system. All the systems work together, central nervous system, put together before a person can be normal. In the same manner, if the blessing of God must work in your life, prayer is part of the system. What else is part of the system? Number one, upright living. Upright and godly living. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. Proverbs 11:11.
By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. So the upright is qualified for the blessing. Psalm 24, verse 4 to 6. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, the man who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, that person shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. The man who is not a liar, is not a crook, is not a dupe, is a man who is qualified for the blessing. You may be a chronic faster. You could fast until your intestines are gone, but you cannot be trusted with money. You cannot be trusted with anything. You are still conniving with people to add money at the back so they can pay you kick back and kick front and kick side. And you come to church, you can't see the blessing of God. So upright living. Number two is covenant practice. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 8, he said, Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? He said, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. And he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now, if I will not open you the windows of heaven until I pour you a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. In Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8, he says, here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth present continuous. He is still receiving our tithes. Even though the church collects it in the basket, yet the one who receives it is up there. Am I communicating? What does that mean to you? You know how to pray. You are so holy until you are holier than Paul and John and even the Master Jesus. But if you are not a giver, you may die as a beggar. Your holiness notwithstanding. Your prayer life notwithstanding. If you may be a prayer warrior, but a gallant failure if you are not obedient to the practice of the covenant. Am I communicating? You can pray and fast until a witch died, but you cannot pray and fast for your resources to multiply. It is giving that multiplies that one. Different laws are applicable to different situations. Am I communicating at all? This is very, very important. Very, very important. Many people have limited their destinies because they don't understand. So first, it's upright living. Second, it's covenant practice. And the third one is kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. If God does not beg you to serve him, you will not beg him to give you. In Malachi, the same Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, he said, they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, I will distinguish them, I will separate them, as a man distinguishes his son who serveth him, and you shall return and differentiate between the righteous and the wicked. And between the one who is serving God and the one who does not know how to serve God, you will distinguish them. Am I communicating at all? Again, you can pray. And again, you can fast. And then you are holy. And then you know how to give. But if kingdom service is not in your dictionary, then there is a limit to how far God can bless you. Kingdom service. Kingdom service where you are aggressively seeing who to lead to Christ. How many people to take from hell to heaven. where you are a functional member of the church. Something good is happening because of you. You clean chairs. You are part of the prayer band. You are part of the choir. You are part of the counselors. You are part of the ushers. Something. You are not an executive Christian. Where to sit is not as important to you as what you do for God. When you are in such a realm, then you are in the realm where you will experience blessings that no devil can reverse. Go ahead, serve the Lord like that, and you will be shocked. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Somebody who is about to experience blessings like never before, stand with a loud shout of praise. I need very explosive praise at this time. Very, very high praise. You took it very mild in the first service. In the main session, but I need very explosive and intensive at this time. All right? Within the next 5 minutes, let's celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody who believes something good is about to happen to you, shout the loudest amen. Fast, 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 fast. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi o. Oluwa etobi, etobi, etobi o. Etobio, to seni kale fita kawere o. Etobio, to seni kale fita kawere o. Etobio, Oluwa. If there is one with a testimony, one of our ministers will be there to pick it up. Maybe within the course of the preaching, the prayer, and the encounters, you had a testimony. Let us go. Let's go. Your forehead and lift up the other hand and receive the declaration of blessing for the month of July. I pray for you today. The same blessing that has been implied in the life of Daniel is decreed upon your life now.
Amen.
Whatever is called the spirit of disfavor, the spirit of rejection, low self-worth, the spirit of limitation, the spirit of backwardness, today that spirit is over forever.
Amen.
Over forever.
Amen.
Over forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare the release of generational greatness and relevance. The release of the abundance of resources and supply.
Yes, 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 yes.
I declare the release of life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Adonai.
Yes, Lord.
For hearing and answering.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
A new day is upon you.
Amen.
Grace for upright living. Grace for upright living. Grace for godly living. Grace to practice the covenant. Grace for kingdom service.
Yes, yes, yes.
That grace is released upon you.
Amen.
And I call it done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and let's pray a few minutes. Lift your hands and let's go ahead and just take a few minutes of establishing some things, appreciations and thanksgiving. A few minutes, let's go. Just lift your hands and begin to appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Let's get it done.
Mashata kataki karato ko parata kapakarata. Efrete kepereta kazike telebrato ko parata. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. We shall be thanking God for the day 4 into the fast. Speaking in Lamentation chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's message that we are not consumed, because his compassions faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Say with me, Father.
Father.
Thank you for this fourth day of the fast. Thank you for the release of diverse testimonies, diverse victories, and mercies through this fast. Your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
Father,
thank you for this fourth day
of the fast.
Thank you
for the release
of diverse testimonies, diverse victories,
and
mercies through this fast.
Your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus.
Rashada la dagadia, Quakwate Kitaya, and the Labrando in Bimbamunda Lassaya, a Rada Brada Badadia, a Kako Papa,
Shakote Kapeleka Paratoko Bragadia, Shalate Kapeka Liga Bragadia, Tosadana. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Say, Father, I ask for the breaking of every force of limitation against my life, my family, our church, and our nation in this season. In the name of Jesus,
Father,
I ask for the breaking
of
every force
of
limitation against my life,
my family,
our church,
our
nation
in this season.
In the name of Jesus,
yes. We ask for the breaking of every force of limitation against my life, against my family, against the church.
The breaking of every force of limitation, every chain of limitation, be broken right now. In the name of Jesus, every chain, every force of limitation against my life, against my family, against the church, against the nation. In this season, I command you broken. You are broken. Every chain.
In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 61 verse 9. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. We are praying for the visible manifestation of his goodness upon our lives. I want to lift our voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the visible manifestation
of your goodness
in my life,
in my family,
in our church,
Dunamis, and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
Father,
I ask
eyes,
for the visible,
invisible
manifestation
of your goodness,
in my life,
in my family,
in our church,
tsunami,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this city,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Visible manifestation.
Together. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Lift up your voice this morning and let us pray. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the release
of a new dimension
and wave
of favor
on my life,
on my family,
on our church,
on Dunamis,
and our nation, Nigeria. Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, again, Father,
I ask
for a release of a new dimension
and wave
of favor
on my life,
on my family,
on our church,
on Dunamis,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray.
One to the end. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Read verse 2. Everybody want to go. Precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed that went down to the skirts of his garments. Verse 3. Everybody want to go. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You are going to pray and say, Father,
I ask
for the blessing,
of life
on my life,
on my family,
on the church,
on Dunamis,
on our nation,
Nigeria.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we shall fulfill our days. In the
Father,
I ask
for the
blessing
of life
on my life,
on my family,
on the church,
on Dunamis.
We shall fulfill
our days
in Jesus' name.
Open your mouth and pray. La ya 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 Le pepere nina gagaya la la hasta. Le perete su ramana gaya la la. E che scede ya la la la. In Jesus precious name.
We release judgment of death on all kidnappers. We release destruction of death on every kidnapper. Young man comes from America to attend his father's burial and is kidnapped on his way to his village. Is that not a devil? From Zaria DIGC, Minister Vincent Igilima came to church for the mid-year fast yesterday and decided to sleep around the church to meet up with the 6 a.m. service today. The doctor's staff quarters where he stays was invaded by kidnappers, breaking doors from house to house and kidnapping people. They broke his door while he was in church. We are going to speak right now. Judgment on every killer. Judgment on their sponsors. Judgment. Did you hear what I just said? Judgment on the leadership of the land for failure to arrest insecurity. Judgment at all levels. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we decree judgment upon every kidnapper. Upon every kidnapper. We declare judgment upon every kidnapper. We declare judgment upon their sponsors. Judgment upon the leadership of the land for failure to arrest insecurity. Judgment upon everyone that has anything to do with insecurity in Nigeria. Judgment, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Judgment. 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 Divine judgment and vengeance. Judgment. The judgment of God, worship of the land, for failure to arrest insecurity. Judgment of kidnapper. Judgment. 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 They will never escape judgment. They will never escape judgment. They will never escape judgment. Jehovah, deal with them. Deal with them. Deal with them. Judgment upon every kidnapper, upon their sponsors, upon the leadership of the land, for the failure to arrest insecurity, upon anybody who has anything to do with insecurity in this nation. Judgment, 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 judgment. In Jesus' name, in this season, if anybody who has anything to do with insecurity in this nation escape judgment from heaven, then God does not exist. Enough is enough. Enough is enough for killers. Enough is enough for wasters of human blood. Enough is enough for everybody who will watch the nation and the citizens destroyed and do nothing. Enough. It's enough. There's no need to carry the Bible or go to church. If we speak and pray and decree, and then the wicked goes caught free, then it means the devil is stronger than God. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. In this season, liquors! Lakiteke bagada galaya da hash. Liketeke perete setola. Ikatele perete setola. Ikasadias. Itele periteke setoratis. Ikalete perete kesodia. In this season, every killer, every sponsor of killing, every kidnapper, every sponsor of the kidnapper, and everyone who has anything to do with this insecurity in Nigeria, the leadership of the nation for failure to arrest insecurity. Judgment from heaven. Judgment from heaven. Judgment from heaven. In the name of Jesus, it is done. We shall hear news of the destruction of the wicked. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Give the Lord a shout of victory and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Will you be fast as we take the testimonies under 4 minutes? Within the same interval, let the communion be distributed. And then you just hold it, pending when it is time to take. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Please step out as I call your name. Ebere Ede. David Igochi. Temitope Elizabeth. And Lucy Kagbosun. Again, Ebere Ede. David Igochi. Temitope Elizabeth. And Lucy Kagbosun. Please step out. You heard your name.
Everything we have seen and shown confirmed that God over exists self. And for that purpose, let the wicked get ready for their judgment.
To get been afflicted with a pain on the right chest. During the 2020 supernatural shift fast, he said, when the declarations went forth, the chest pain took off, and now he's totally free.
Give the Lord a praise.
And today he's also celebrating his 50th birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
50 or 15? All the people celebrating. Did you see the our guy who was 64 years old? Was that the last service? Kiss your hand with grandchildren. The Lord give you a 50th birthday gift. Jesus' precious name. Golden Jubilee. Give the Lord the praise.
This is our sister, Temitope Elizabeth. She said, we could recall during the Tuesday healing and deliverance service where a sister was supernaturally delivered from the hand of kidnappers. Talking about receiving the call from the Holy Spirit. She said the Lord opened her eyes in that service more like an open vision. She saw a smoke around where the minister sat. And the Holy Spirit told her that I just manifested myself. Where you were talking about the Holy Spirit.
Give the Lord. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God.
Our sister Lucy Carbonson, she said she has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for the, and she's here with a set of twins. She
wow.
Also, been a year of release, recovery, and replication. She also got a promotion letter. Her husband also got promotion. Double for her trouble.
Double for her trouble. Double children are double. Work double herself and husband. Give the Lord a big clap. The Lord will reward you double. He will give you fame for your shame. And everyone who is trusting God for the embargo of fruitfulness, that embargo is lifted right now. Congratulations, you can return back to your seat.
Sir, this is a sister, Ebere Ede. Who, by virtue of a peer group influence, for 6 years was into prostitution, into alcoholism, into hard drugs, into drinking, that had almost devastated her life, until her mother in the Lord went to Kuyami for evangelism, saw her, prayed for her, as if that was not enough. The following night, she saw her mother in the Lord again in a dream, who also prayed for her. And while she was praying for her, a frog, big frog, jumped out of her. And since then, the urge for alcoholism, for drinking, for smoking, for prostitution died.
Oh.
And now she has come to turn the Lord.
This is what church is all about. In that day, the body shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. I declare today, yoke on your life, every burden on your life is lifted right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Everyone that is here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly, I'll give you the count of five as you rush forward here. One. I give you the count of 7. 1. 2. Come hand over your life to Jesus. I've got an iron, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. And I will turn back because I want
see my Jesus.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you.
life. I made up my mind to go back. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. You have a bondage like that, sister, to alcoholism, to tobacco smoking, to prostitution, whatever else it is that tie down your life, masturbation, lesbianism, whatever it is that tie down your life and you want to be free from it, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come forward. Put the devil to shame. I'll give you the count of seven as you come. One. Born again. Two. I'm born again. Born, 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 born again. I'm born again. Born, 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 born again. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood and God. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood and God. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God. I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood. I've got my mind made up and I was. Because I want to see my Jesus. Someday. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, leave the other hand. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say, those of you in the front, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Master, for hearing me and for answering in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life and the grace to live for you is now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.